Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, but at the number is 646-200-0883. Make sure you tell them to press 1 so they can talk to me, and that's either backstage or live on air. I also like to give a mad shout out to Chrissy Love NC because my boss is doing a lot of big things. So if you haven't checked her out on Twitter, yes, I know I have a Twitter account, and a lot of times I don't get to it. Because I'm just getting into this Twitter thing, so don't be mad at me if you get involved in things and then I don't get back to you. But if you can't find me, you need to go to Chrissy Love NC and find out everything that's going on with this radio station, Craze Radio, and that is on Facebook, Craze Radio, just like that for all you GED people that are still trying to figure out what the world is going on in your life. Nothing against you who have made it, but I'm talking about the ones who still saying that they're going to get it. I just like to let you know I spelled it for you. I'm going to let you know Craze Radio is on Facebook. Check it out. www.mediacraze.me is also a place where you can find everything that's going on with this radio station, Craze Radio. Now, make sure you're telling all your friends to like this so we can get everything situated for all you new people that's trying to get your music out there. Oh, yes. all you people out there that's trying to get your music out and is trying to at least be heard by your friends, your family, people that you don't know. Matter of fact, let's say you're in Carolina. That's where I'm at. And if you're in California, we're trying to make sure that you hear things from California and North Carolina all at the same time at different time zones. So if you can compute all of that, that's what I'm trying to let you know. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get your music from on this side of the coast to the other side of the coast and the other side of the coast to this side of the coast. We want to make sure that everybody's being heard. Next week, I am having Battle of the Artists. Tell all your friends, Battle of the Artists will be starting next week, and I'm going to keep you informed on what's going on. We do have some good West Coast music I heard today, and it's really good. And I'm not going to debut it today because it wouldn't be fair to everyone else, but it is really good. So I like to say, Mr. Westside, I appreciate you sending your music because that was some good music that I heard. Tonight, as you know, I am a controversial host. I do not like nothing about happiness. I love all the controversy that goes on in this real world because this is a real talk show, and controversy is the only real thing that's going on right now. So if you are a person that's into controversy, this is the station that you come to. If you're not a person into controversy, this is still the station that you come to because I need your monkey ass so I can have somebody to argue with. You know how it goes. You don't like it, I like it. We argue on it. Boom, it's a rating. That's all I'm saying. Be a friend. Be a supporter. Be there. Get your words heard right here on the 747 AKA O's Real Talk Show. Now, tonight I know a lot of people are trying to figure out really what is 747 going to talk about tonight. Because I did post, basically tonight is going to be a whole night of, the topic will be men ain't shit, but women ain't no smart asses the damn self. Yes, that's what the topic is tonight, that men ain't shit, but women ain't no smart asses the damn self. Just to let you know, this will be a night that if you have anything on your chest that you're pissed off about in life, we don't care because I like it all. If you get it on your mind and in the middle of the show you decide you want to call in, make sure you press it 1-646-200-0883. Then you press 1 so you can let me know that you want to talk to me, and I'm going to make sure that I get everything that you get to my ears. We're going to get it on the air. And if you don't want to, I'm going to still get it out there my way so no one hears you. And you don't even have to say your real name. You could be Becky. Just don't be doing Becky when you call yourself Becky, because then that is kind of funny for us to be hearing all your slurs. But hey, this is 747 AKA Show, and this is how we do. And tonight's music will be whatever the fuck I want it to be, because people didn't call and let me know exactly what they want to hear. So tonight, the music is going to be whatever the fuck I want it to be. So tonight, here it is. This is another song that I want this fuck to be. 747, a.k.a. O Real Talk, Real Talk Show. I got big balls! Yeah. Wow. what's going on with you? If you're just tuning in, this is the 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk Show. I am your host, 747, a.k.a. O. Make sure you're telling all your friends right now. Tell them motherfuckers to make sure that they dial in 646-200-0883 and tell them to press 1 so they can talk to me. Yes, I get down. Make sure you tell your friends to call because this is going to be a fun night. Tonight, the topic will be men ain't shit and women, you ain't too smart your damn self. That's what's going on for the topic tonight. The music that I'm going to have for tonight, you know, I always have a theme. Tonight's theme is dun, 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 bitch, whatever the fuck I want to hear. That's what's going on for tonight. That's the music that's going on because no one let me know really what that type of music. I'll put a post to let you know if you want to let me put on some types of music that you like. Hey, I was going to do it. But motherfuckers decided they want to procrastinate like black, white, Spanish, all you people do, and decided that you want to do it on your own damn time. I don't give a fuck. So I'm going to play whatever the fuck I want to play tonight. And it don't matter what it is, it's because I like it. I just played some Frank Lyman because I love some Frank Lyman. So any of you who don't like, do and enjoy yourself as you sleep tonight because I can give a fuck about you waking up. Just thought I'd let you know that just in case. Tell your friends, www.mediacraze.me. I can't emphasize that enough because this is a great website that you can go to and see what's going on with your new artists and, I don't know, just celebrities. I mean, you're just celebs all together. You can just go on there and check them out and see how we have interviews with them and the people that's following us. So make sure you check us out on those days. Now, I do have some people out there that's trying to say something to me. I'm going to hold on for 1 minute so I can get my point across real, real slow and real, real fast all at the same time so you can hear it. If you caught on to that, you're a dumb motherfucker. All right. Tonight, I want to tell you about these men who ain't shit and these women who ain't too bright the damn self. Now, I'm going to go by your callers and see. Hold on now. I got callers now. Make sure if you press the 1 right now, press 1 again if you do not want me to ask you any questions or hear what you have to say on the air because I'm seeing 1s up here, and I want to make sure that I pick the right person. I don't want you just pressing 1 and say, hey, I follow directions. No, bitch. The follow directions means you press that 1 when you want to talk to me. So I'm about to go on. I'm about to ask this caller something and see if they are one of those people. Let me see who this is. Excuse me, and a hello.
Hey.
Uh-oh. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, you sound down. You okay?
I sound down?
Mm-hmm. Is it a bad day for you?
What about now?
Oh, you sound good. No, I'm saying you sound like this is a bad day for you.
I don't sound excited, you mean?
No. Hold up. I know this voice. I know that crackle in the back. Is this my boss? I know it's
yeah.
Sexy. What the hell are you going? I'm trying to help you. Tell me something. What's your deal?
Yeah. I just want, because I heard you talking about Media Craze, the website.
Tell the boss. Oh, if any of you new people here don't know who this is the lovely Get Down With That Badass Voice, Chris Love NC. Yes, this is my boss who keeps this hyperactive man on her team. You can talk this boss lady.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Starting on Monday, MediaCraze.me will have horoscopes by Psychic Wayne, and if a lot of people aren't familiar with him, he's like a nationwide, you know, psychic. He's always on radio shows. He's a tarot reader. You know, he'll do your tarot cards or whatever. And he used to have his articles ran in HelloBeautiful.com. On HelloBeautiful.com, and starting on Monday, the horoscopes will be on MediaCraze.me. So I just wanted to make that announcement.
So you saying we're going to have gypsy words?
We're going to have what?
Some gypsy words.
Gypsy? We're going to have horoscopes. For those people who indulge and love to, because, you know, some people read their horoscopes every morning before they get their day started. So,
shut up. So you mean to tell me I can write some, put Virgo over top of it, send it to somebody's house, and all they got to say is, look, bitch, drop $100 off at 747 house, and they going to go with it? Wow. That's what I'm talking about. A huck.
You so silly.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just saying, boss. You know how I think. I think of that other thing.
Yeah.
So we got
horses. He's on point. He's really good at what he does. I know that personally. But, that's all I wanted, because I heard you talking about the site, and I just wanted to let everybody know starting Monday they can check out the horoscope. Okay.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, Miss Chrissy Love NC. Make sure if you're looking her up, that you find her at Twitter at Chrissy Love NC. Just like I said, Chrissy Love NC. That's LUVNC, people, because I wanted you to get it the right. Because of some
and
of these yeah,
it's Chrissy with a K.
Because matter of fact, let's do it like this, boss. K R.
It's always a K.
C I L U V N C. If you don't know none of those letters, we will put it in numbers at the end of the show for all you people that do that Sudoku and all that other stuff. Is that good, boss?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. I am not hyper tonight, so at least you'll be proud of me.
All right, I'm out.
Toodles. Yes, a grown man said toodles, but that's what she answers to. So I thought I'd say it the way she said it. Anyway, this is the 747 AKA O Show, and if you're just tuning in, make sure you tell your friends to dial 646-200-0883 and that they're pressing 1 if they need to talk to me, and that's about anything that's going on in your life, fucked up, good, bad, doesn't matter. If your kids are pissed, y'all, call me. We'll tell you how to whoop them. It's all the same. If you're not into whooping kids, I'll tell you how to lock them in the damn closet. If you're not into locking your kids in the closet, then, bitch, you must be one of them motherfuckers who letting your kids whoop your ass, and you calling us to tell us that they done beat your ass. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to embarrass your ass on here. So don't be one of them people. But tonight we're talking about men ain't shit, and women, you ain't smart your damn self. Yes. A lot of you men right now, the reason I like to talk about us men, because a lot of you women, the reason y'all are all so fucked up, because you keep just giving that name man to every person that you walk up on that just has a dick to them. First of all, you got to use your brain. Because if the man walks up to you and he already walked up to you, not saying he has to have a car, but if he walked up to you and he don't have an ID on the top of his chest saying working person, maintenance guy, I don't know, trash man. Shit, if the motherfucker say eraser maker on the damn side of his chest, you might want to think about him before you just say, hey, what's your number? A line is a line, bitch. They've been saying it for years and you ain't caught on to that. Everything is a line. I mean, damn. So that guy that looked at you and said you was fine, girl, you know you was ugly, and you know you was. But you took them on in. I want to let you know how these guys are, and I want to let these men know how these women are, and I want to tell you how dumb we all are together on why the world has been changed. All the life, everything that we have as far as life has changed to something that we don't even need to be around anymore. You men. The reason I'm starting on you because we're the men. If you're one of these guys that, I'm not saying that you just stand at the house, I'm just saying you at the house and you call it babysitting your kids. Or you at the house babysitting them kids. Matter of fact, bitch, if you just at the fucking house, I am so sorry. I would like to give you 2 thumbs down deep in your booty because you's a bitch-ass nigga. Yes, I just thought I'd let you say that because this is not that hard to get an accident job. And if you don't know what an accident job, it's called the same weed that you're selling, the same bootlegger stuff that you're doing that you can get caught on. I mean, there's a lot of hustle, and you're smarter than not saying that it's wrong because we all have our pharmacists. Yeah, we all have a pharmacist. But I'm just saying, a lot of you guys not making that pharmacy into, I don't know, a drugstore. You know, you're just the person that's just working there. So if you're going to do your drug thing, I can't knock it. I'm just saying, if you're doing weed this year, next year I need to see you doing the cocaine. I'm just saying, you're not making no money, man, doing nickels and dimes. You're not doing no money. You're not even a drug dealer. You're just a dude that's trying to get caught, period. Just thought I'd let you know that. Now, you dudes that are sitting up there that's saying, hey, babe, can I have $20? Oh, hey, babe, you know I want them new Jordans. Hey, babe, it's my birthday. How about you go back to your damn mama house? And if you don't like your mama house, your dick is nowhere near that good that girl can't be doing it by her motherfucking self at the damn house. Literally. I mean, damn, if you just do it, it's just there, shit, you might as well just go struggle like a mother can do and send your ass back to her mama, to your mama house. That's where you belong. I mean, really. And if you're mad right now, that means you're one of those niggas. So don't be mad at me for pulling your damn car. Real is real, and you should be real with your damn self. I didn't say nothing wrong. I'm just a messenger for you because your dumb ass scared to say it. Yes, I said that shit. And catch on to it. Tell your friends how bad you are because I said it. You fellas is also, how can I say this, you're doing what you do. I can't knock it. You're working. You're doing real good. You got this girl, man. She's bad, too. Now, you have a baby mother. Now, first of all, you know, everyone know I never call a woman a baby mother unless she's actually just a baby mom. Like, you know, a girl, you fuck, boom, accident, didn't mean to make it happen, and the baby come out. She was never going to be a love of yours or nothing. You just was trying to get some pussy. Hey, we all did it, and it was just one of them nights and you got caught. If that's who you fucked, okay, that's your baby mom. But if this is a woman who's taking care of your baby, that's doing what mother's supposed to do. She take that child support, little change, whatever it is, or she's doing it herself because your ass ain't shit, and she's doing it her damn self. I want these men that's taking this other girl that you're with, you know, the other bitch, the pretty bitch, the reason you're a pretty bitch because you're taking your money that you could have been getting to fix your kids, you're taking that shit and giving it to the pretty bitch. First of all, you should have been a man and thought about all that. That's called consequence, nigga. Wigga. Sigga, chigga, jigga. Whichever one of those nationalities you is, install an egga at the end. So make sure you answer to one of those motherfucking damn last names. You guys sometimes need to get yourself together and understand that money is not everything, because if it was everything, you would probably be doing better for your kids because you said they're your everything. But you're lying. Stop lying, man. Stop telling these women that you're going to do better. Stop telling these women that sooner or later, hey, something's going to come through. You really know you're not going to do that. You woke up this morning, smoked your blunt, drank, and then out of nowhere, boom, it's 2, 3 o'clock, and you got to go pick her up in her car that she paid for and everything. That's some bullshit, and for you to be considering yourself a man. Now, from the beginning of the time, men were protectors and gladiators and fighters. Why are you men right now a bunch of bitch made? Nobody wants to get an ass whooping no more. To learn, to get better, you're killing each other for unnecessary stupid. So some dude all the week around my area killed a guy. You know why he killed a guy? Because he erased the motherfucking number 2 on his number 2 pencil. Hey, that's some stupid shit to kill a motherfucker for. That's what I thought. But that's what you guys are killing each other over, stupid shit. And then you want to claim hard, but every time it come a fight time, your bitch ass want to pull up a gun and start killing niggas. Then out of nowhere, boom, you go to jail, you start snitching on folks that ain't had nothing to do with nothing. Don't sound like no man to me. All the men I grew up with, they taught me to be a man about it. If you did it, be a man about it. If you going to tell consequences, ride that shit. Yeah, hey, this is the deal, this is what we did, I'm sorry, this is what it is. That's why grown folks say it is what it is. You children just say, nah, real, recognize real, really? You know, the only person that real has got to be Jesus Christ himself. But no, everyone's going to tell them lies. You're not going to tell the truth. You might want to tell some bullshit and hurt somebody's feelings and shit, but you ain't going to tell the truth, especially when it comes down every time. Stop trying to be God. You ain't that person. Now, ladies, we're going to come back to you because there's a lot of stuff that I can get on these memes. And I know that y'all want to hear every single thing that I'm going to say about these motherfuckers. And I'm going to say it because I'm a man. I can say that shit. That's like black people saying nigga. They can say nigga, but you better not have the wrong person say nigga. You know how that goes. So I'm just letting you know, hey, all you people out there, this is going to be one of those nights when we talk about each other. So let's get down with it, get down. And you know who it is. 747, a.k.a. Oh, yeah, I got damn big balls, bitch.
Hey, yo, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Blaze the hottest, Zach, it sound like Kevin. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come on, man, cow, come and get some. Play your opposition, hot Nixon, this one. For all the sick ones, affliction, poisonous, dark sickness. Best believe, finger itching with 2 broke legs. Now I'm tripping on MC's cliche. Shot that ricochet, start triple bust bubble. Hip the wicked ways, gotta love me. G-O-D, no one above me. Look good, but fuck ugly. Tap your jaw from my punch, fuck the sun and you. Got you shitting in your last, I be running who? Running fucking who? Punk, get a speed bump coming through. A single shot, make your meat, love respect, uh-huh. Woo.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, yo, I put it on a nigga. Shit it on a nigga. Turn a Christian to a certified sinner. The bomb I released, time pin up.
Explode.
When you got sent up, I was hitting your ex-hole. Shit, I kept low, petrol your metro. Politics, keep the chicken heads gobbling. Shit, I'm driving in, come with full collagen. Terrorize your city from the split committee. Kick ass to both Timberlands, turn shitty, gritty. Smack the driver head in the gypsy. When I approach, rappers be taking notes. I drop like I should have invented the raincoat. Absolute, I love the burn to the roots. I keep coming till you pour sperm from your boots. Vigilante, hardcore to the penis. Tell you, fuck you, my attitude is anemic.
I'm the illest nigga alive, watch me prove it. I snatch your crown with your head still attached to it. Cannabis is the type to fight for mic. Beating niggas to death and beating dead niggas to life. When you look at me long enough, I start to read your thoughts if the signal was strong enough. And then I call your bluff like, yo, how many rhymes you got? I could go on for more millennia. The monsters got on the car lot. And there's nowhere to run to when I confront your nigga. I call your bluff like you had a phone number. Who wanna see cannabis, you wow? Who wanna act flying, get shot down with a surface to air missile? I take them on and on, shape, size, and form to spit on. Anybody who ain't close enough to shit on. 0 to 60, I'm already doing 100 when I'm blunted. And I give it to any nigga that wants
it. Stay out the dark, cause if I catch you when the sun is down, run it, clown, come up off that. I'm gonna gun it down, run it now. However it's gonna go, it's gonna be that. See that? That shit'll finish you, dog. Believe that. Where we at? Do you value your life as much as your possessions? Don't be a stupid nigga. Learn a lesson. I'm gonna get you either way, and it's better to live. Let me give what's in your sock, cause it's better to give, to receive. Believe what I say when I tell you. Don't make me put you somewhere where nobody can smell you. And when the lights is out, they don't come back on. This ain't a flick, you ain't gonna come back on. Drink that strong, knew it was wrong. Put your ass for it, baby. A big nigga, ski mask for it, baby. So I can hit you up on front seat. To get some sweet, one heat, one deep, leave him behind.
One, yo, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Blaze the hot trizak.
Shine like heaven, 7.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come on, Mr. Smith, come get some.
Yeah. My young thugs fantasize of borrowing flows. Tell little shorty with the big mouth, the bank is closed. The symbol on my arm is off limits to challenges. You hold the rusty swords, I swing the Excalibur. Dimension. Your little ass should be somewhere crying on detention. Watch your mouth, better yet, hold your tongue. I'ma do this shit for free this time, this one's for fun. Blow you to pieces, leave you covered in feces with one thesis.
LL Cool J is hot.
Every little boy wanna pick up the mic and try to run with the big boys and live up to the real hype. But that's like picking up a ball playing with Mike. Swinging in Ken Griffey or challenging Roy to a fight. Stapping, your amateur MCs. Don't you know I'm like the Dream Team touring overseas? For rappers in my circle, I'm a deadly disease. Ringmaster, bringing a Tiger Cub to his knees. In the history of rap, they've never seen such prominence. Your naive confidence gets crushed by my dominance. Now let's get back to this mic on my arm. If it ever left my side, it transformed into a time bomb. You don't want to bar that, you want to idolize. And you don't want to make me mad, nigga, you want to socialize. And I'm daring every MC in the game to play itself out position and mention my name. I make a rhyme for every syllable in your name. Go platinum for every time your grimy ass was on the train. Watch your mouth, don't ever step out of line. LL Cool J, nigga, greatest of all time.
Bringing me out the door. Try to see, I can see you crystal clear. bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare.
Tonight we are talking about men ain't worth a damn, and women you stupid as hell because of it. Yes, I just want to let everyone know that I got a lot of stuff that's going on. A lot of people talking about tarot readings and things, and we got this going on. You know, if you just heard my boss, she came on earlier and let us know that we're going to be having our own horoscopes and shit. That means you can come on the Craze Radio and have your own horoscopes and shit. Damn, like we're doing some other stuff. Yes, how many radio shows, you know, just give you your horoscope? Oh, all of them? Okay, well, damn, we doing it too, then. Fuck it. You heard it. We doing tarot readings and all that extra psychic shit. But tonight, I wanted to make sure that everyone's getting this, getting their points across. So if you want to call in and press 1, I got a lot of people behind the page telling me little good things and let me know what's going on with them. And I appreciate you. 103NT, I like to say a mad shout-out to PJ. Hey, thanks, man, for letting me know what's going on. Hey, everybody, get your Battle of the Artists shit into me ASAP. You got 7-plus days. No, 6 days, damn it. You're missing it. You got 6 days to get your music to me at Kalundo 2000. That is K-A-L-O-O-N-D-O 2000 at yahoo.com. Let me spell that shit again for you. K-A-L-O-O-N-D-O 2000 at yahoo.com. And if it's already MP3 formatted, man, you already. I need 3 tracks. And if you think you're going to be a winner, you need to send me 4 tracks. And make sure they're good tracks. Because if they're garbage tracks, believe me, on this show, we're going to bash the hell out of that shit. And I'm going to make sure that you understand that you need to keep your shit going. Yeah, step it up, step it up. But what you want us to play was some bullshit. And we gonna let you know. Hey, we friends here. Friends supposed to tell your ass this some bullshit. So that's what I'm gonna make sure that we do. All of you out there, I have some ladies that I just knew they were gonna call. They were talking. They were supposed to be having a rap battle and things, and I'm waiting on them to see if they ever call in and let me know if they really wanna try to battle. They've had an argument all day, and I really wanna hear what they have to say to and about each other because they had it dramatically. And yes, it was entertainment for me, so I just had to throw that in there for all you people out there that like online gossip. Make sure you go to Twitter and find us out also for that online gossip at Chrissy Love NC or at 747 AKAO. And you can hear everything that's going on with all the gossip and all the celeb that we gossip with. Yes, we got followers. Make sure you be one and we can get some stuff done. But like I was saying earlier, men ain't shit. We starting with you men. Now, you fellas, it's getting on my damn nerves that we have now, guys. You actually, first of all, I'm still puzzled on this new thing, this new era, where we're men and we're saying we're men. But the clothes we're wearing look just feminine as hell. Like, I really don't understand the leotard pants and things. and we calling ourselves men, you wearing your girlfriend pant legs and you're sagging them because they won't get up your size. That is some bullshit that I don't understand where it came from, but I'm happy that you started it, but I wish you had stopped it when you thought of it the day that you started it. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with guessing and saying maybe this would be hot. But after the first day, you didn't think about that. It was kind of irritating, especially you dudes that got, you just super fat, and you buy even fatter pants to carry in the front. You use your hand to carry your damn pants. You ain't shit. All you guys is out there right now that's saying, hey, I'm making that paper. I'm making that paper. But your daughter hasn't seen you. Ain't seen you. Period. Nowhere. Ain't seen you in a week. Haven't seen you in a day. Matter of fact, don't even know who the fuck you are. No, don't. But you making that paper, making that paper. Bitch, shut the fuck up and go pay your child support, because that paper is not going to be worth the damn when you 50 years old, you don't have no job, and you still paying on a child that's already 26 years old. That's going to be some stupid shit that you're going to have to go through. Yeah, the world's going to come in. You trying to tell us that you're just going to die so you don't have to get through with this? I don't think so. I think God's going to let you live long enough to pay all your child support off. So all you fellas trying to live long, I think that's what you're trying to do, and God's going to make sure that you pay all that off. So just look forward to it. All you men out there that's also taking this girl, that girl, and this girl out, talking shit to them and saying that, nah, that's my boo, that's my baby, we in love. First of all, I don't understand where your love coming from. All you guys that's sitting up there saying you love her, if you love her, love her, man. If you don't love her, then get your ass up the street and start hoeing around with the hoes. It's fun. Hoe with the hoes. Stop trying to be everything like, ooh, I got a girl and I got the girl. No, you don't, bitch. You don't have none of them. If she find out she gone, if the hoes find out they gone, so you don't have none of them. So stop confusing your damn self. A lot of you guys are sitting up here, you call yourself a pimp. And you stink. If you stink, bitch, you're not no fucking pimp. If your clothes is 3 days old and you done wore them all them days, bitch, you ain't no pimp. If you got some nasty drawers on and they poking out your shorts, just poking out your damn faggot-ass pants and got a belt that ain't tied, hey, bitch, I'm so sorry, but you're not no pimp. Just thought I'd let you know that. You ain't even got what to take. And all you ladies, don't worry. I'm coming to you because you know I'm an asshole on purpose. So no matter what you believe, I got something for your monkey ass. So don't get it twisted. If you think this is going to be a game tonight and it's just going to be a man dashing, you already know I got more tricks under my sleeve than to go through some bullshit like that. So let's try some new shit. And hold on. Hold on. Because we ain't playing, bitch. This is Craze Radio, the best radio station that you can listen to where controversy is a yes and all that crybaby shit is a no. If that ain't it, and you know it ain't. If you just tuning in, this is 747, a.k.a. Osho, and I just want you to make sure you tell your friends to dial 646-200-0883 and that they are pressing motherfucking one just to talk to me. Yes, you hear that rap? Yeah, I did that shit. Hey, I'm letting you know tonight is the topic is men ain't shit, damn it, and you women just as dumb as hell, too. Yes, that is what's going on for us tonight. Now, I'm having a lot of things going on. A lot of people are coming in calling. Make sure you're pressing 1 so I'll know that you want to talk to me. Now, right now, I need to play something because I know there's some people out there that's into some other music, and I want to make sure that we get that music played also. But I'm going to hold on it, but I'm just letting you know I'm going to play it. So, all you out there that have something to say, I need you to start pressing your 1. I'm going to go back to the behind the scenes and see if anyone needs to speak to me about anything, whatever is going on with this topic. Because I want to get your feedback. If you feel like the man that you're with or the man that you know ain't shit, hey, let me know so I can, you don't have to say it yourself. Tell me. And I'll tell these motherfuckers what the fuck your man ain't shit. And we won't call him a name. We'll call him fucking Rufus because Rufus ain't shit. Or Rufus ain't shit. Yeah, that's what we going to call the little bitches. So all your men, if he ain't shit, just call in. We going to call his old bitch ass Rufus and we going to talk about him. Now, fellas, never remember. This go both ways. So if you have a little stupid asshole that you've been hanging with and that you've been kissing all up on, but you know she ain't shit, hey, if you got some shit to say, you call us and we gonna call her old mugger ass something like, I don't know, Shenanay old fucking Connor. Yes, Shenanay old fucking Connor. We gonna call that bitch that so we can make sure that her ass knows that she ain't shit either. So let's go down to some other music just so I can get all these views in for tonight. You heard it, www.mediacraze.me, and check us out, or Facebook, Craze Radio. We're fantastic, damn it. excuse me, is Beanie Mac there? Hello?
Hello?
Is Beanie Mac there? Hello? I hope this is the number. Beanie Mac? If you're just tuning in, this is the 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk Show. I am your host, 747. I was trying to get in touch with Beanie Mac, but I don't think Beanie Mac, I think I dialed around wrong. I hope I didn't just call somebody granddad or nothing. Whole thing. Oh, well, I done called him. Too bad. If you're just tuning in, tonight's topic is men ain't shit. And women, you just as dumb as hell, just as dumb as hell, too. Just letting you know that. I just out there to think that they don't have what it takes. The reason I'm making this show tonight is because I want to tell you that you don't have what it takes. You know inside that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you don't have what it takes. So you trying to portray like you somebody always talking about somebody hating on you and saying, ain't nobody hating on you. You garbage. You're garbage. You're garbage. Fellas, be men to these women. And if you can't be men to these women, just leave these women alone. And I'm just being honest. You ladies. Tonight is a night where, yes, men ain't shit. But men ain't shit because your ass is a dumbass. Yes, you are still trying to point your fingers at situations that your ass has a whole lot to do with. And nowadays, times have changed. The things have changed. Now that the men are staying at the house being like, I don't know, housewives. And the men, and the women are out there doing all the work and sweating and coming on into the house doing some big things. You got a lot of true single mothers. You true single mothers that's out there doing it by yourself, literally by yourself. And that does not mean assistant. That means literally by yourself. I'm talking to you. I'm not talking to you other than this time. I'm independent and the government paying. I'm not talking to you. So stop trying to fake that game with me. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the real, real women, the real ones that's holding themselves and them kids down like a mother do. And if you're saying, well, it's situations, no, you made them damn situations too. So stop trying to give me excuses. This is Real Talk Show. I'm 747, a.k.a. O, and I will get in your ass. And I'm just letting you know that. So all you good women out there that's doing that real life, I like to applaud you and give you a hand. Thank you for everything that you're doing because you did some great things for these new kids in this new era. But you know the head women that are always saying, men ain't shit. Men ain't this. Men ain't that. 9 times out of 10, you are also a woman who is super bitter. You're also a woman that laid up with one, laid up with another, laid up with another, and now you're saying, oh, I'm not going to do that no more. Now you feel like it's just supposed to pop and be real good for you. Now, we have women who've been saving themselves as virgins somewhere. I don't know where they're at, but we got a couple of them. They saving themselves. They doing what they need to do by the job. They making money. They got the brains right as far as college. And you're telling me you done fucked up your damn life and you deserve the same type of, I don't know, earnings, awards that them women deserve? Now, look at the concept what we're saying here. Now, you're saying that you've been with this man and that man. Now, first of all, if you made one baby and that daddy won't shit, why the fuck do you have two? And I am so serious, why the fuck do you have two? If you're mad, hey, you already been on here for the day, so I got you ready. Be mad. But I'm just calling you out for what you are and what you did and what he helped you do together. Your ass, yes, decided, boom, I'm going to get this net. I'm going to catch this net. Ooh, it's inside me. Boom, baby. Now, you pissed off at that damn daddy. Now, for some reason out of that, I don't know, equation, E did not equal MC fucking square because you made a whole nother baby. Now, you telling me you got the same baby daddy, which won't shit the first baby, or another baby daddy. Really? What's the damn difference if neither one of them won't shit? That means you're making the wrong decision. They just as dumb as hell, and you chose them, which makes you just as dumb as hell. These men that you saying men ain't shit, that is because, bitch, you ain't shit. And, yes, I said it. You can't say that unless all the men that you're picking ain't shit, which means you're, I don't know, your decision-making ain't shit, which basically constitutes you as ain't shit. Mentally, what makes everything you think about ain't shit. So I'm just letting you know right now, unless you have caught on to this pattern I'm saying that ain't shit, you ain't shit either. Grasp that. The only way you and him can become something better is if both of y'all ain't shit and somebody white y'all can get better. Stop pointing these fingers at these men for stuff that you already did your damn self. Yes, you made that fucking baby. Yes, you the one told them not to wear that fucking rubber. You the one let them bust in, and then you the dumbass that did it again and again. Stop making excuses. Be a woman. When we talking, we lying and shit, you tell, be a man about it. Be a woman. Start being a woman and tell your damn self, I'm a fuck up too. Because we men have to say that. So face the fact. You a fuck up too. We proud of you. Yeah, your booty big. You got pretty tits and shit, but you a fuck up too. I just thought I'd let you know this. So all you people out there that don't believe that you a fuck up, all you women out there that's really pissed off at the shit I had to say, all I want to say, I do apologize for your dumb ass, you stupid dummy.
Good. make love tonight.
Is this Chauncey?
Hell yeah, who this, CP?
Yeah, what's going on with Chauncey?
What the hell's going on, man?
Man, look, this is it. I was walking down the street 3 minutes ago. I thought I saw you in your pet coat, and for some reason, I need some gas, and I figured you had a gas tank in the back, and I was seeing, since you passed by, man, if you could put some gas in your and bring it to me. Yep.
See, there you go again. See, I told you, it ain't no Pinto. It's a Gremlin, man. It's a difference.
Pinto Gremlin is still in the 70s.
It's a Gremlin, man. It's wider in the back.
Oh, well, that's different. I was just wondering, you just passed me, bitch, and for some reason, I'm still guessing why you passed me with a gas tank, and you still ain't got no gas, and you just drove past. I got a whole white look. I got a white T-shirt in my damn window.
Man, you don't stop a stranger.
Well, tell me this. If you got a couple dollars.
I got $3.50 you can borrow.
I got to borrow $3.50?
Hell yeah. This is a necession.
Well, can't you, well, shit. If I got to borrow, shit, can I get 5 cents in it, make it a real loan? I mean, damn, if I'm going to give me a damn loan, I'd like to get what I want. Can I get 5?
Well, hell, I was going to use that $1.50 for a 40, man, but I guess you can get the whole 5.
Hey, they was going to give me his 40 money. That's what I'm talking about. I appreciate you, because if you going to come get me.
You were a boy, man. You were a boy.
That don't tell me nothing. That is by saying that you're going to put no gas, that $5 that you said you was going to give me, it was a loan, in that tank and bring it to me. I'm stuck on the side. You just passed me in your old big truck.
God damn it. That got to turn all the way around on a one-way street. I'll be back. I'm coming.
Okay. Well, I'll see you when you get here, man. If you're just tuning in, this is the 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk, Real Talk Show. I am your host. And if you're a new person here, we do have people that we call, and they fall in the sink. So I'd like to give a shout-out to Slick Dick Willie, because Slick Dick Willie, I'm a Slick Dick for all y'all who don't know him. You're going to have to Google me. And if you haven't heard Slick Dick, you better hear him. Just one of those nights I caught up with him. Bernie Mac is back. But I haven't got any more for tonight because Bernie Mac is doing some other things. So I'd like to give a mad shout out to these guys to let them know that my comedians are still out there and they are still fronting with two fucking T's, bitches. Yes, I said. Tonight is a man ain't shit night. And ladies, you is dumb as hell too because of them dumbass men. I'd like to give a mad shout out literally to Miss Bailey. I'm happy because I know that you're a real woman out there, and I'd like to give you a mad shout out because we're talking about real women and the fake women and the real men and the fake men. So I'd like to say, Miss Bailey, we appreciate you and everything that you're doing for those kids. And, girl, you keep doing that damn shit. You a motherfucking beast. Yes. Yes, she's doing great things. And for all you fathers out there, I don't have a list of none of you that's really doing it that good. But, hey, if there's one of you out there, hey, I'm proud of you. Thank you for being that one in a million because that's why I can't find you. So keep on being a father, and if you tell your friends, we probably have two or three of them, then we can find your ass, and then I can give you your shout-out. But right now it's not going to be any because I know there's not too many fathers out there because there's too many little boys playing with each other for it to be in the father. Just so I throw that out there like a baseball. For all you guys to know what that means. This is the 747 AKA O Show, and yes, we have fun. This is a controversial show, so if you don't understand what's going on, that is because you don't understand entertainment. This is only for entertainment. We do talk about a lot of things, and we talk about a lot of topics, and tonight's topic is about men that ain't shit. Matter of fact, men ain't shit altogether. But we're saying men ain't shit because of the women that they fucking with ain't shit. They dumb as hell. The only women that's claiming that men ain't shit will be a woman who's really ain't shit. Just thought I'd let y'all know that. Because if she's given up that much, that means she's been dealt with that much garbage, and that is all on her. Dude, if you're one of those guys, you have just made yourself the most degrading man there is because now you have brought her down, yourself down. You're not even in the man status anymore. You can't even call yourself a man no more. So if you're not even trying, fellas, stop talking. I'm a grown-ass man. Bitch, no, you ain't. You just an older dude that's out your mama house. Get that shit right. You got kids. Be fathers now. That playtime is over. Start figuring out what you're going to do in life and start handling that thing. That's called consequences, bro. You made that baby. You don't take care of that baby. We don't have no fathers. We barely got mothers now. And yes, mothers, we barely got fucking mothers now. Because the little bitches wouldn't be acting like they acting if y'all were mothers. So if you're not a mother that's teaching your daughter, matter of fact, if you're a mother that's letting your daughter go to school with heels on, you need to kill your damn self. Because I don't see what make a mother want her daughter to be walking in school where she's supposed to be learning, dressed in hose attire. And yes, I said hose attire because it's eight inch high heels. Really? And you're going to be mad at me for saying this hose attire. Yes, I said it. So if you sent your daughter or you let your daughter get out of her house, hey, if it quack like a duck, it boot up like a duck, it swim and get wet like a duck, bitch is a fucking duck. So, if she dressed like a hoe, she talk like a hoe, and then she posting her ass up against the damn Facebook pages, then the bitch is a hoe. You raised a hoe, and you was a hoe too, because a hoe is only going to make a good ass hoe. For all you brothers out there, if he ain't got this money, then you was a hoe too. And stop talking about that you ain't. And stop being mad when folks call you bitch and shit. You living that name, man. That's the biggest thing. Yes, I know bitch come out of my mouth a lot. It's a great, great flavor out the lip that I have. I just love it. It just comes off. I don't be saying it to you, ladies. It just feels good to say sometimes. But some of you women are actually exactly to the T, the B with the itch. Yes, you are. The reason you're this, because you're still in denial that you're not fucked up. You're fucked up. Just face that shit. I've seen women right now that's 12 and 13 years old, got heels on, mini skirts and things, makeup, all the grown woman hair. They don't play with no dog, and they ain't got no titties, but you got them sitting around running up and down like they grown-ass women, and then you're mad at the father. You're mad at the father? Really? Like, it's his fault. Now, a lot of you always want to say it's the father's fault, and a lot of you men want to say it's the mother's fault. My issue is it's y'all fault. Y'all made this baby. So if he's fucked up and ain't doing, that's still y'all fault. You mad at him, you telling on yourself because you the dumb bitch that gave him the pussy. You the dumb bitch that stood up there and let her, ooh, my bad, splooge, and now you're raising his baby, not yours, his baby. Because it was going to be there with you. It's been with you all your life. The only difference is he just put some of that stuff on it, and it made it into a purse. That's all. Smear some mayonnaise. That's all it did. So all you guys are just smearing mayonnaise, and I know that may sound nasty, but if it sounds nasty, I'm still trying to figure out why you got more than one child and no husband. Duh. You see how I said it slow? Because a lot of you want to hear it, you think I'll be talking fast. Yes, I talk fast on purpose, but I want you to hear the reason what's going on in your life. Woman up. Men up. But no matter what y'all doing, you got to make sure you start parenting. We got guys now that like each other. You remember back in the days where you couldn't even have it on TV. Now, I'm not knocking you who do what you do with each other. That's your sexual preference. I'm just saying that's just not something that I say that the kids should just know about just out of the clear blue sky. That's just me. We got to have some form of respect. They don't need to know what your sexual preference is, liking men or liking women, because they're not their children, and that shouldn't be something that's on their mind. So if you're trying to defend this shit, first of all, that shouldn't be nothing on your child's mind, especially if they haven't graduated. So therefore, I've set that concrete bone snapped and it's notarized, bitch, because this is a website that is legal. So it's there, just in case you're one of the motherfuckers who ain't catching on. All you men, the first day that you decide within yourself that you're going to be a man, we would like for you to let us know. Because definitely, you guys, you're not doing what you need to do. And you ladies, y'all ain't shit because you let them get this way. Yes, you let them get this way. You raising, you doing, you let it, you had it to do with. This is a mutual thing. Y'all did this together. Do not try to play like it's his fault. It is not his fault. He has something to do with it, yes. It is not his fault that you said, I will let you bust in me and have a child, and I'm going to guess if you're going to be there. Yes. If I say it like that, does that make it sound better? You know why I say it like this? Because I'm so tired of you women always begging.
Please, 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 please.
I love you so, please, please, please. Okay, party people in the house. You're about to witness something you've never witnessed before. Yes, it's the original human beatbox, Dougie Fresh, and his partner, the Grand Wizard, MC Ricky D. D, and that's me in the place to be. And we're going to show you how we do it for 85 Kick It Live, all right? Because I got a funny feeling you're all sick of all these crab rappers biting their rhymes because they're backstabbers. But when it comes to me and my friend Doug Fresh here, there is no competition because we are the best, yeah. Finesse and press, which we prove. And y'all will realize that we are the move. So listen close so you all don't miss as we go a little something like this. Hit it! Oh, yeah. You know what? La-di-da-di. Lottie, Lottie. 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 You know what? Yo, peep this. Lottie, Lottie. We like the party. We don't cause trouble. We don't bother nobody. We're just the men that's on the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic. What? For all of y'all, keeping y'all in health. Just to see you smile and enjoy yourself. Cause it's cool when you cause a cozy condition, Anna, that we create. Cause that's our mission. So listen to what we say. Because this type of shit, it happens every day. I woke up around 10 o'clock in the morning. I gave myself a stretcher. A morning yawning. Went to the bathroom to wash up. Had some soap on my face and my hands upon a cup. I said, mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the top choice of them all? There was a rumble dumble. 5 minutes it lasted. The mirror said,
"You are you conceited bastard."
But that's true. That's why we never have no beef. So then I washed off the soap and brushed the gold teeth. You saw I love Olay because my skin gets pale. And then I got the files for my fingernails. Due to the night and on my behalf, I put the bubbles in the tub so I could have a bubble bath. Clean, dry was my body and hair. I threw on my brand new Gucci underwear. For all the girls I might take home, I got the Johnson's baby powder and the Polo cologne. Fresh dressed like a million bucks. Threw on the Bally shoes and the fly green socks. Stepped out my house, stopped short. Oh no, I went back in. I forgot my Kango and then I dilly. I ran through her. I bumped into my old girl from the
alley.
This is a girl plays hard to get. So I said, what's wrong? Cause she looked upset. Now, what was I to do? She's crying over me and she was feeling blue. I said, don't cry, dry your eye. Here comes your mother with those two little guys. Her mean mother stepped upset to me.
Hi.
Looked Sally in the face and decked her in the
eye.
Punched her in the belly and stepped on her
feet.
Slammed the child on the hard concrete. The bitch was strong, the kids was gone. Something was wrong. I said, what is going on? I tried to break it up. I said, stop it, leave her. She said, if I can have you, she can either. She grabbed me closely by my sock. So I broke the hell out like I had the chicken pox. But she gave chase. She caught up quick. She put her finger in the face of MC Rick. She said, why don't you give me a plane so we can go cruising in my OJ? And if you give me that okay, I give you all my love today. Ricky, 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 can't you see? Somehow your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your jazzy ways. Oh, MC Rick, my love is here to stay. And on and on and on, she kept on. The bitch been around before my mother's born. I said, cheer up. I gave her a kiss. I said, you can't have me. I'm too young for you, miss. She says, no, you're not. Then she starts crying. I says, I'm 19. She said,
stop lying.
I says, I am. Go ask my mother. And with your wrinkled pussy, I can't be a lover. To the tick-tock, you don't stop. To the tick-tick, and you don't quit. Hit it.
Hey, what's going on with you? This is 1047, a.k.a. O's Real Talk, Real Talk Show. I am your host, 1047. And tonight, we've been talking about all the bullshit that's going on with these new era men and these new era women and the bullshit that they do. You know, because men ain't shit, and we're tired of the women who ain't shit that's fucking with them. The only women that's got something to say are the women who fucking men that ain't shit. Let me see if I can go and I wonder if Bernie Mac around. I'm trying to find Bernie Mac around. See what's going on with his mind, and if he's around, I can get in touch with him. Hold on, all you fans out there. Let me see if I can find him. If I can't see where these guys are at, because some of them they just call. Find where they are.
You have reached the voicemail box of 252.
Well, all I got to say is Bernie Mac must not be nowhere near me, so I'm going to just go away from Bernie Mac and just hope to God that he calls him back, because I did call and check on him. He told me that he had some things going on, so I want to make sure that he was all right, and we were just going to check on him. No, I was not going to play a prank on Bernie Mac, because, you know, me and Bernie Mac are all day, and then next thing you know, he'll be mad, I'll be mad, and it'll just be a long night. Just letting it be known. But tonight's been one of those nights where we, you know, I didn't mean to bash you fellas, but I did. And I didn't mean to bash you ladies, and I did. And I did give my shout out to Ms. Bailey. She's a great woman. I thought I'd let it be known. I do know this woman, and no one gives her, how can I say, the respect or the pat on the back that she deserves. She's a woman that's doing great things with her daughters, and we like to give a shout out to her. Because that's right now one of the realest mothers that I know that's doing it by herself with nothing else but her and her two hands and her two feet, and she's doing it alone. So we want to make sure that I actually give mad shout out to people like that. So I want to let her know on the air that, yes, you're a great woman. You're a real woman, and you are what we are all looking for in this new day and age. Father. There's some men out there that's going through some other things, and I understand because I go through it also. Now, remember, man, we're going to go through hell because of the fact. Face that shit, but don't let her catch you by your neck to the point where you don't have no more balls enough to say, look, I'm going to be a man, and I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do, but you're going to shut that shit up talking to me like I'm some guy you fuck because I'm trying to be somebody. If you're one of those guys that's really caring about your kids, and you're really, really trying, I'm not saying that you don't have the money to do it, but you're really, really trying. Like, you're really keeping the kids, or you're really, really taking the kids out, but you just really, really can't get their money because life has been that hard. Hey, I'm going to give you your shout-out because I know you having a hard life because I'm having a hard life, and that's what life is for us guys who have made a child and never married that woman. That's our consequence, fellas. So these women aren't wrong for calling you a fuck up. You ain't shit. You ain't no daddy. You're a sperm donor. Yes, we heard it all. But through it all, she don't remember that you was once, with all this drama, once her dick. I said it. Once her dick. So, we just want to keep everybody that's down with everything that's going on with us. I'm enjoying that all you men out there that's trying to be men, I'm enjoying that you're trying to do that. All you women out there that's trying to be mothers, we're happy for that. But remember, this show is about men ain't shit and you dumbass fucking women that just as stupid as hell too. Yes, now this is what this show is about tonight. So I don't want you to be patting yourself all on the back, bitch, just because somebody said, mothers unite. Bitch, I'm not talking to you. You the dumbass hoe that's still out there that's getting nut from this guy, nut from that guy and calling it money. Ooh, he got to pay for this. Bitch, you still a hoe because the last hoe I saw that was a real motherfucking hoe was Krista, what's her name, Lorena, not Lorena about it. I'm thinking of the bitch that cut the dick off. That's a stupid hoe, too. But I'm talking about the Monica Lewinsky girl. Yes. Now, if you're going to be a hoe out here, people, get you some nut on your dresses and shit and make $1 million out of that shit. But if you're getting nut all on you and all these other things going on with you, you're the stupid-ass woman. Trick-ass nothing. Ho is a great name if you're a millionaire. Remember that. And I'm going to the line of fans for people. Press one. Let me see who this is. Hold on. Hello.
Yo. First of all, it's your boy Monday. I'm back.
Hey, what's up, Monday? We've been missing you, man.
Yo, what's good. Yo, Look, first of all, hold on, let me cut this down, yo. First of all, let me explain something to these dumbass bitches out here. Okay. Yeah. Okay, first of all, bitch, you know who you are. That's why I'm getting offended. I'm getting offended because you're acting like you don't know who you are. Yes, ma'am. You know what I'm saying?
Why? But they know.
They know.
Yeah, you know what pissed me off about this Monday? It's Tuesday. And these dumbasses still know what's going on, and they still act like they don't know. Do you understand?
This my cousin club. Man, how the fuck you gonna, how you gonna tell me I can't get in? This my cousin club, nigga. Woo! Kells, y'all. Juvenile. We in the club walking around looking for them rodeo chicks. Where you at? Come on.
Love them all for you too. It's a rodeo show. Now wave them around now. The way you talking that, I give you 10, girl. Keep going, you gon' fuck around and win, girl. I'm in the back on Patron and some Seven Up. I ain't stopping till I see the sun coming up. Niggas sipping off that good, good. And I love the sexy chicks from the hood. Niggas staring at you, be shine, shine. But I'm telling you, I wish a nigga would. Girl, we can ball out, we can wild out. Get to my crib, have sex, and cash out. Wake up in the afternoon sometime. With the way you did the rodeo on my mind.
Never heard of no Jew Rock?
Jew Rock? What in the hell? Hold on. Hold on here. Wait a second here. You mean to tell me that there's a guy named Jew Rock out there. What in the hell?
Go to jude-rock.com.
Breaking it up and setting it up in the real way, making the girls them chill their mind, making them have a good time. Yeah, man. SPZ, yo, alongside Riri. Come down now, Rihanna. Take it to them, girl.
Work it up, boy, cause it got me feeling naughty. I wanna know, boy, if I can be a shawty.
Most definitely.
Break it up, boy, make me hot all of my body.
Break it up, take it up, no mistake it up. Yo.
Work it up.
When she feel all the while and she wants a good man to give her the style. Wild child, so she left on my file. It's a long time now, my want blow the style. Blow the style, my car run like the Nile. Of the most energy, my want give her tonight. Give her tonight and make she feel right. Make she fly like a kite and reach a new height, girl. We give it to the girl, then make them reel up on ball and make them start call. Anytime she wants it back, she have to call the tip all. I'm missing it on the spot and now the race starts. Penetrate so great, cause she feel it so far and tall. What you think, say?
Work it up,
immediate,
boy,
if not before.
I wanna know, boy, if I can be a shawty. Set it up, boy, make me hot all of my body.
Break it off, take it off, no mistake it off. Yo.
Work it up, boy, cause it got me feeling naughty. I wanna know, boy, if I can be a shawty.
Yo, yo.
Set it up, boy, yeah, yeah. Make
yo,
me
yo.
Hot all of my
yo,
body.
Y'all, you shoulda know, SP and a scout, Nazi sweat us out, make your ball out. Shout, make y'all happy, me give affection in your direction, we go all out. Y'all, just follow we, if you love energy, if you want pedigree, cruise like Penelope. Make us see you just bounce with the density. We keep giving you the Q to the U to the A, yeah. To the L to the I to the T to the Y. Girl, I got to try, take your booty, make you reach to the SKY. Woman, I got to say, the way you move is making my eyes. Girl, cause you know, say so your S to the E to the X to the Y. Boom, bang, boom, bang.
Back it up, boy. It got me feeling naughty. I wanna know, boy, if I can be a shawty.
Sex
to me. Set it up, boy, make me hot all of my body.
Yo, sugar, yo.
Break it up,
no doubt.
Tonight.
Yo, we be.
Break it up, boy, cause it got me feeling naughty. I wanna know, boy, if I can be a shawty.
Bless up on the rain, no stress up.
She said, break her off, boy. First of all, bitch, if you ask a boy to break you off, you're going to be getting nothing but a hand of empty. If you're just tuning in, this is the 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk, Real Talk Show. I am your host. And what's going on tonight? We're doing a lot of talking shit about what men are and how trifling they are, really, and what they be doing. But a lot of times, a lot of you men, the reason you're fucked up is because of the women that you're fucked up with. And ladies, the reason we're saying that you are fucked up in this because you are fucked up too. That's why you keep these fucked up men all the time, all the time. We will be having, and I'm letting you know now, we will be having Battle of the Bands, well, Battle of the Artists, and that's next week. Next Tuesday, man. Next Tuesday, remember, we're having Battle of the Artists. If you haven't got your music in, we need you to send it to KALOONDO2000@yahoo.com. That's Kalundo, KALOONDO 2000 at yahoo.com. And we're going to get that music. Make sure you're sending at least three tracks. We want three tracks from you because we want to make sure that everybody hears your versatility. Say that you can do some things, that you're flexible, that you can throw your voice and sing and have some good music in the background and stuff. We want to hear what you got. And if you don't have nothing, we're going to let your ass know that you need to take that shit, go get you a McDonald's job, and call yourself Mikey, because that's the only thing that you're good at. You're not going to be no rapper. You're not going to be no singer. You're not going to be no dancer. And you damn sure not going to be cute, because Big and Small did it. That don't mean you're going to do it. You got to have a little bit more talent and be ugly and still get picked up. Just letting you know that. So all you out there that's trying to get your music heard, I want you to send it to me. This is next Tuesday. Make sure you're telling your friends to be dialing 646-200-0883 so they can be, I don't know, your fans. You know, you got to have your fans because they don't call in. How I'm supposed to know that you're hot? You know, because I'm going to say it's garbage if it's garbage, and I want you to prove me wrong. Because if it's messed up, I'm going to be real and tell you this is some bullshit, but you make sure you get your friends to fuck me over and call in and say, you don't know what the fuck you talk about, 747, bitch-ass motherfucker. How the fuck you going to say that my dog can't sing? How the fuck you going to say my dog can't rap? How the fuck you going to say my dog don't know how to do poetry? How the fuck you going to say, you see the pattern? You can say all this shit. Now, somewhere in there, after you done did too many of me, because this is my damn show, I'm going to have you on mute. But, hey, you can say all that damn shit. Enjoy your damn self. Vent, bitch, because if I like how much shit you're talking, I'm going to keep the mute button unmuted. And you can say that shit because I've got the battle of the beats with you, too. I'll sit up there and throw some of my shit, some of my old shit, some of my new school shit. But, hey, I don't do that no more. So all you out there, if I can do it, and I'm an old coon, and I know you're saying, what, your age, you ain't an old coon. Well, in my singing world, I'm an old coon. So if you're a person out there that's trying to be heard and you just out there, you're like, man, I really wish someone could hear me. Hey, man, give me the music and we can get you heard. Stop procrastinating. You're not talking about nothing if you're not sending me anything. And I'm just letting you know that that's just being honest, that's being real. So get me something, anything. Give me something so I can say, hey, fellas, this is a new group. This is a hot group. Listen to this music. Can I get to say that? If I can't, that's cool. But I'm just saying, like, here, I got some songs. If you want to hear some of my old bullshit, here, let's listen to some of my old bullshit. And you tell me, really, should I? It's old. But you can do this bullshit, too. 747, a.k.a. old, real talk, some of my old bullshit. So listen to it. If you like it, hey, it didn't matter. I don't like the shit, but I want to play it anyway. This is what I want to hear right now. For all you ladies, this is a song that I wrote to let you know what a man is really doing when he cries in your face and you're talking about leave. Bitch, he crying because he done got caught. It ain't nothing about the love. He just trying to get that extra hope in your heart. And you're going to say, okay, I'll give you another fucking chance. And this is a song to tell you about it. Listen.
Now I've heard the pain. And I've heard of love, but no one ever told me that they could feel the same. Oh, I can't explain the things you show me. Well, sure it was real, but I chose to be like a mirror and give you a perfect image. This isn't a minute supposed to cry when she leaves. Tears of mine, the pain inside, the pain of mine, oh.
as more consequences, the effects that come and why you lost.
Didn't know that was me in the old days as a child doing my childish ways and my childish things, and that was songs I was used to doing. So, you're just tuning in. This is 747, aka O's Real Talk Show. I got 15 minutes left, and I got people that's pressing one, so I'm gonna make sure I come to you. So, just hold on for like say about 3 minutes, and I'm gonna play this nice song. We gotta pep our step up so we can get back into this last 15 minutes. So, hey. This is talk about you men, it ain't shit. And you women, it ain't shit. So all I got to say is that y'all motherfuckers is cold-blooded. All right.
Candle, I'm the only man that handles you.
Too much,
baby.
Too much.
was Rick James cold-blooded. And if you one of them motherfuckers out there that claim that you ain't cold-blooded, something wrong, because this world has changed, and ain't nothing in this world not cold-blooded anymore. It's so hard to find a nice person, and I mean a truly nice person. Either you got a temper problem, you like to steal, you smoke too much dope, you're doing crack. I mean, you're doing some of everything, but no one right now, it's just no more just nice people. You know, when the chivalry was around and when men was doing what they supposed to do by women and women just knew their place and men knew their place and there wasn't nobody trying to be in charge of shit. We was just trying to work together. See, technology fucked everything up and free baby making, like rubble shit and all that. All what's killing me nowadays is that a lot of you forget that our parents had 5 or 6 different kids and the jobs won't shit and they didn't have no money and they took care of all the kids. You had clothes. It may not have been the best clothes, but you had it. Now we got a bunch of women and men that got the government taking care of their kids, and they still can't be parents. Like, really? Are you serious? Women, a lot of you don't even work. Why do your kids, why don't they have no type of home training? Why your house is nasty? Fellas, you don't have no job. Why the fuck your sons don't know nothing about basketball, baseball, working on cars, doing boy stuff? I don't know, taking care of the women in the house, taking the trash out, other than a video game, because that's what you know. Really, what y'all need to do, man, is start growing up. Be
Worldwide, Miami, T-Pain, Cali, Sean Paul, Jamaica, Ludacris, and yeah. Now let's show the whole world
how we get down.
Remix.
Oh yeah, shawty, what's happening? Girl, let's get this thing cranking. You just bend it on over. Now we get behind and you can get wild.
Shake your body,
bang bang bang, bang bang bang,
jump in the line. Shake your body.
big old booty.
Yeah.
Your girl got a little old booty.
Oh no.
My girl got a big old booty.
Yeah.
Your girl got a little old booty.
Oh no.
My girl got a big old booty.
Yeah.
Your girl got a little old booty.
Oh no.
My girl got a big old booty.
Yeah.
Your girl got a little old booty.